This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for January 11, 2009, through to January 23, 2009. As the Israeli military violates the announced ceasefire in Gaza, medics and rescue workers continue to find dead bodies among the rubble, while Israeli troops kidnap 46 Palestinians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. The residents of Bit In village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah gathered after the Friday prayer in an act of solidarity with the people of Gaza and to express resistance to the wall and settlement building. They were joined by international activists and the Israeli anarchists against the wall, all opposing the war in Gaza. The protesters carried all the Palestinian party flags as a call for national unity to stand against the Israeli occupation. Protesters put on masks of the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas and Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, and walked toward the wall holding hands as a hopeful symbol that the Palestinian international conflict will end and they will unite against the Israeli occupation once again. When the protesters opened the gate, the army immediately fired tear gas canisters. The army chased the demonstrators back to the village using rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas. Dozens suffered tear gas inhalation, and three were shot with live bullets, including two journalists. Also on Friday, near Ramallah, scores of Palestinians from the village of Nil'in conducted a protest against the illegal Israeli wall being built on the village land. The people conducted Friday prayers near the village lands, then proceeded to march the land being confiscated by Israel. Demonstrators carried banners calling for national unity and demanding an end to the Israeli occupation. As soon as locals and their international supporters arrived at the village where Israel is building the wall, soldiers showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Dozens suffered gas inhalation. On Friday, scores of villagers from Al-Masara, located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, supported by international peace activists, protested the illegal Israeli wall being built on the village land. The people called for national unity and demanded Israel stop building the wall on the village land. The protest started from the local school and marched to the location of the wall where Israeli troops did not allow them to continue. Speeches were delivered by local organizers, and the protest dispersed without any clashes with the military. As the new U.S. President Barack Obama took office officially this week, much work needs to be done by the American administration towards ending the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Meanwhile, Palestinian and Israeli parties are discussing ways to enhance a ceasefire in Cairo. IMEMC's George Rashmawi with the story.
The newly installed American President Barack Obama asserted to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas that he will work for Palestinian-Israeli peace as he takes office. Obama is set to send his own delegate to the region to work out means for settlement of the conflict in light of the recent Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip, which claimed the lives of more than 1,330 Palestinians, nearly half of them women and children. In the meantime, other Arab players in the region held a series of meetings this week in order to bid support to the devastated Gaza Strip. Arab leaders stressed in the Kuwait Arab Economic Summit the need for Palestinians to end current division between the major ruling Hamas party in Gaza and the ruling Fatah party in the West Bank led by President Abbas. Khaled Mash'al, exiled leader of Hamas, called on international players, including the European countries, to accelerate reconstruction of Gaza in the wake of Israel's bombardment of the region. Paris said it will continue boycott of Hamas until the latter recognizes Israel and renounces violence. Meanwhile, Hamas will send its own delegation to Cairo on Sunday for talks with Egyptian mediators on ensuring the longevity of the latest ceasefire with Israel. Israeli officials stated that Israel is interested in reaching a prisoner swap deal with Hamas with more flexibility about Hamas's demands this time. On the internal level, the rival Hamas and Fatah parties have traded accusations over misconduct of government in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Turkey offered to act as mediator between the two parties. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rashmawi.
As the Israeli military violates the announced ceasefire in Gaza, medics and rescue workers continue to find dead bodies among the rubble. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghadi reports.
Palestinian medical sources announced this week that medics and rescue workers have found at least 20 dead bodies under the rubble in several parts of Gaza City and in the nearby town of Jabalia. The Israeli army embarked on its military offensive on Saturday, December 27, 2008. For 22 days, Homes, schools, mosques, UN centers, and media agencies have been attacked by Israeli air and ground forces. The Palestinian Ministry of Health this week has placed the death toll in Gaza due to the military offensive at 1,330, with at least 5,000 injured. Doctors say that of those 1,330 killed were at least 400 children. The ministry has reported that at least 8 people have died this week after succumbing to wounds they sustained during the operation. 4 died in the Egyptian hospitals, while the rest died in Gaza. As the Israeli ground forces were leaving the Gaza Strip, as announced by the government, 2 Palestinian children, brother and sister, were killed when an explosive charge dropped by the Israeli army during the offensive against Gaza detonated. Also, a Palestinian farmer was killed by Israeli military fire in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli naval boats have violated the announced ceasefire in Gaza on a number of occasions this week. On Thursday, Israeli Navy forces opened fire at Palestinian fishermen just off the shore of Gaza City, injuring 7 civilians. On Wednesday, the boats fired shells at the coastline, causing damage but no injuries. Israel announced the unilateral ceasefire on Saturday, 17th of January 2009. In related news, the Israeli government announced earlier this week that it will allow foreign journalists to enter Gaza, lifting the restrictions on their movement in and out of the coastal strip. The statement read that only journalists with official papers from the Israeli government will be allowed in after they sign a waiver of liability. Israel has prevented foreign journalists from entering the Gaza Strip since November of last year. They announced that opening the crossings for journalists would endanger the staff and the security of the border crossing. The Israeli Supreme Court ruled in early January to allow journalists into Gaza. However, the order was held up by the office of the Israeli Prime Minister. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
During the week, Israeli troops conducted at least 34 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and continued to kidnap civilians. IMEMC's John Smith has the story.
According to Palestinian sources, the Israeli army has kidnapped at least 46 Palestinian civilians during this week's invasions. Among them were 14 children. The sources added that the invasions were focused in the cities of Bethlehem, Hebron, Ramallah, and Jenin. A Palestinian woman was injured on Wednesday by Israeli troops firing in a village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Medical sources said that the woman, aged 45, sustained wounds after being hit by a rubber-coated steel bullet. Medical sources said that the woman, aged 45, sustained wounds after being hit by a rubber-coated steel bullet. Witnesses said that Israeli troops stormed the village and detained several men. After assaulting the men, the soldiers clashed with local stone-throwing youth, firing tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. The medics in the local ambulance service said that besides the woman who was injured, there were at least 10 others who were treated for gas inhalation. In the city of Jerusalem, Israeli troops sealed the house of the Daham family, located in the Jabal al-Mukabe area in the city, on Monday morning. The family reported that troops arrived in the early hours of Monday morning, surrounded the house, then forced the family out of their home along with their belongings. The house, where 25 members of the family lived, is part of a 4-floor building with 8 flats. The family lives in the top 4 flats, which the Israel army sealed today. Their son, Alaa, attacked a Jewish settler school in Jerusalem last year using a machine gun. He was killed along with 8 others. A soldier sealed the house. Local youth clashed with Israeli troops outside. Witnesses said that soldiers kidnapped 4 young men during the scuffle. For IMEMC.org, this is John Smith.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Corey Balsam and Hassan Bandura.